Yesterday's downing of the Chinook helicopter was the deadliest single attack on American forces since the U.S. launched its invasion of Iraq in March. Today, military base commanders in the U.S. and the families of the dead are struggling to cope, as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
For the men, women, and families of Fort Carson, Colorado, yesterday's attack was the worst combat loss since the Vietnam War.
Everyone on the post feels a sense of loss.
That's Richard Bridges, a public affairs specialist at Fort Carson. The base has some 12,000 troops in Iraq, its largest deployment since World War II. A number of the dead and wounded came from Fort Carson, though the military won't say how many until families are notified. But Bridges calls yesterday's attack the latest blow to a base that's already been hit hard by the war.
We've already lost 21 soldiers prior to the helicopter crash. This past week finished a memorial service for our latest soldier who was killed in combat in Iraq. But it just shows that our young soldiers, the sacrifices that they make.
Among the Fort Carson soldiers to make that sacrifice was 33-year-old Sergeant Ernie Bucklaw, who was aboard the chopper. Bucklaw was starting his journey home to West Virginia to attend the funeral of his mother, who died last Friday. His uncle, Bob Wilson, says he drove to Darlington, West Virginia to comfort Bucklaw's father, who this past week lost a wife and a son.
He's a basket case, and I really can't blame him.
Wilson says Ernie will be missed as well by a wife and two young sons, aged 4 and 6, and by a large extended family.
We're a pretty close family. We just had our family reunion in August. Of course, Ernie was still over in Iraq at the time. But he was a big Mountaineer fan. He loved his West Virginia Mountaineers. He was very thoughtful. Definitely loyal to his family. He loved his sons.
Wilson said his nephew hoped to be home in time for Christmas. But when his mother died unexpectedly, the Army agreed to fly him back for her funeral. But he never made it out of Iraq. Ernie Bucklaw joined the National Guard after high school, then the Army. His uncle says Ernie wrote home that the deployment in Iraq was difficult because of the heat, but he was proud of his work.
I think he did enjoy what he was doing. He wasn't real crazy about being over there. From some of his letters, things weren't too good, but he was holding up okay.
Among the other soldiers killed yesterday was the pilot of the chopper, 30-year-old Brian Slavinas of the 106th Battalion in Peoria. His father, Ronald Slavinas of Genoa, Illinois, got the news yesterday.
I saw the crash on the news, you know, and I thought maybe, well, he doesn't usually operate in the area, but I found out yesterday at 1 o'clock, a lieutenant colonel knocked at the door with his uniform, and that's when I knew what had happened, you know.
Slavinas describes his son Brian as a gentle and intelligent man who joined the Army after high school, then the National Guard, before getting an engineering degree and training as a chopper pilot.
He was extremely considerate. He was a gentle giant. He was 6'5" and well-disciplined, did not drink, you know, a stable person, you know, good-willed, organized, he weightlifted, and he played beautiful piano on top of that, so he did so many activities.
Brian Slavinas leaves behind two older brothers, one who fought in the first Gulf War, another who was a paratrooper during the Grenada invasion. His father, Ronald, is also an Army and National Guard veteran, but he says his sons were never pressured to pursue military careers. They just did.
Nobody pushed it, you know. We're not gung-ho, but we just... I'm a Lithuanian-born. I became a citizen, and I thought I served my country, which is the United States. I served during Eisenhower's time with the 82nd Airborne, the 11th Airborne, you know.
Slavina says his son, Brian, was proud to serve, but that he did have doubts about this last deployment.
He had mixed feelings. He thought maybe we pushed too fast. All of us felt that, you know, it was a little bit too quick. We jumped too fast. We should have waited, you know. And I felt the same way. But he didn't shirk his duty. Once they activated him, a lot of people had second thoughts. But he said, well, I raised my right hand, and I got to do the job.
Ronald Slavinas of Genoa, Illinois, speaking about his son, Brian Slavinas, who died yesterday in Iraq. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.